te ururoa flevo. Tēnā koe te ururoa.
Hey, morena te joine.
Morena. Have you finished your bike ride or this morning?
No bike ride this morning. I had to have my wee, but get a bike. It's all good.
Oh, aroha mai. when you were the Māori Development Minister, you backed a claim for customary rights over all New Zealand's foreshore and seabed. It was lodged by the co-chair of the New Zealand Māori Council, the late Manu Paul. The Prime Minister at the time called it a publicity stunt. And it's been 19 years since the Hikoian protest at the foreshore and seabed were you there then?
Yeah, well, basically the development of the Māori Party came from that kaupapa. So the Labour government came up with this piece of legislation. TPK was charged with going out and taking it around the country. Of course, they got lambasted for even presenting it as a way forward for the country in dealing with the foreshore and seabed issues and the ability for our people to get take part in the aquacultural industry were basically shut off. I mean, that whole kaupapa was about two things. Number one, the right of our people to go to court to test ownership over the foreshore and seabed, and two, the fact that the government basically confiscated through that piece of legislation the foreshore and seabed when we ourselves had customary rights over those areas. And that gave rise to the Māori Party. And, of course, some of us, like Hone Harawira, Ken Mayor, Annette Sykes, people up and down the country, prepared to take action against that, and in particular to show up at all of those hui that were run by TPK at the time, and deliver a message that was strongly against that, and in particular raise the issue of confiscation of more land from our people. And ever since then, that has been very much the brief of the Māori Party, because our resources, my strong belief is that anybody, well, when there are issues to do with the environment and land, our people will be there lock, stock and barrel.
Yes, and so what's changed since then?
Oh, I mean, not as if we've got plenty of land to get rid of right now, but it's all sort of pretty much gone in one sense. But, as soon as we came, when Tariana left and crossed the floor of the Labour Party and decided that she needed a political movement to advance changes to that legislation, of course, the Māori Party was born. Four or five of us got into Parliament. Represented, I hope and I thought our people would believe that we represented our people well throughout that time, and the immediate job was to get rid of that legislation because it took away those rights, as I say, which was just confiscation straight up and down. At the time, when we did get in with National, they, with Chris Finlayson and ushered through with Tariana and Pita, changed that legislation. Did we get everything we want? No, we didn't. We didn't get everything because, on one hand, Hone was the view that we should get all of the foreshore seabed back straight away by legislation. The rest of us believed that we wouldn't have been able to win that, and we needed to take National with us to get it over the line to be law, to change the law as it was. And so what we did was we managed to get as much as we could in the political environment to have that legislation changed to allow our people to go to court and to stop that confiscation of land so that people can claim for areas of the foreshore and seabed. And because of that issue, when we did get in, Hone resigned from the Māori Party, believing that they needed to go stronger, and the Mana Party was born. And so a lot of things came from that issue back 19 years ago, albeit a number of years after the event, but nevertheless it's rolled through to history now, even in the last week or so, when there's been, addition of a Labour Party member into the Māori Party caucus. So, things change in Parliament and things change in politics.
Yes, they sort of change and they kind of stay the same at the same time. So what did you think of what happened last week? It was quite a eye-opening week with Meka moving to the Māori Party and then Elizabeth Kerekere resigning from the Green Party. So we've got two independent Māori women in Parliament now.
Yeah, well, I mean, my heart of hearts believe that many of those Māori MPs would fit easily into the Māori Party cover because they can be free to say what they want and not be shackled by the political machines that are the bigger parties. I mean, that's just how it has been. Tariana was proof of it. And there are others who, you know, in private conversations would gladly switch because they want to be Māori, and that the political process is, well, Labour put you in. Labour will hold, well, and you are loyal to Labour. National put you in. You are loyal to National, and so on and so forth. So that's just a part of the political process, and one or two wake up now and again, and even those ones that were involved in staying with the Labour Party when the foreshore and seabed was moved have since signalled regret at their decision. But and some have moved out of Parliament and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's just the nature of Parliament that they see clearly. Being a Māori Party, you are free to be who you are in your heart of hearts. And I've got no doubt that many of them, well, in fact, I know, for example, that Willie Jackson wanted to be with the Māori Party before he went Labour. So there's the proof in the pudding. So, yeah, just different times that people will have to do what they need to. But I was taken a little bit aback by what had happened on a couple of fronts. In one sense, it was good that at least Mecca had seen the light. But 10 or 11 or 12 or 20 years is a long time to come to your decision on that, and it wouldn't have been easy. Number two, I know from the fact that, you know, once you're out of the Labour Party or any other party or a mainstream party, you're basically, you're the devil. You're not treated very well at all. And luckily, she has the Māori Party whānau to fall back to, because it's not easy in that place. You're pretty much ostracised. You're put in the sort of back rooms of Parliament. So I feel sorry for Elizabeth Kerekere, because that's probably what's going to happen to her. But the good thing on the other side is that they haven't got long to go. But what surprises me, I suppose, was that, you know, Mecca had been a staunch advocate for Labour, and therefore anything that had Māori Party over it she was against. And so even the land reforms that I'd presented to Parliament was rejected by the Māori caucus at the time, and yet they adopted many of those policies once they got in. So it's a strange world.
It is a strange world. And there's some talk about it being so particularly hard on Māori women.
Yeah, well, absolutely, no doubt. And especially if you haven't got other people around who give you the support. And like I say, Mecca's lucky. She's got two strong advocates on both sides of her that will look after her. They did yesterday, take her into Parliament and take care of her and sit with her, because she's going to need it. There'll be all of those angry daggers from 63 members on the opposite side of the Parliament there looking at her, and as well as the public. So I understand she's got strong whānau support around her, which is good. Everybody needs that, and that's exactly what happened to Tariana. So, you know, they might talk it up, but actually, you know, it's a tough place, it's a brutal place, and people do silly things or strange things at times. And when we talk about whanaungatanga, well, yeah, maybe, but not when you sort of moved away from a whānau that you've been for 20 years with and loyal to. There'll be some bad blood there for sure.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your time, and take care, get well. This flu is starting to rock around the country. Our normal host, our proper host, Dale Husband, is very has been hit by the flu. So wishing you well, and look forward to talking to you again in the future. Nga mihi kia
ora. Nice to talk to you as well. Nice to catch up. And have a good day. Namahi.
Namahi. Kia koe hoki.